This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Made in Melbourne, for Australia and the world, this is the Joy 94.9 GLBTIQ News Roundup, a weekly update of what's been happening in the gay, lesbian, bisexual, trans and intersex communities.
Hello and welcome to QNN. I'm Matt Thompson.
And I'm Jacob Holman. Comedian Josh Thomas has challenged Bob Katter on the ABC's Q&A over the Conservative Queensland MP's record on the mental health of gay Australians.
You say that it's not a priority, but you talk about it quite a bit. And when you do talk about it, you say awful things. And when I hear you talk about dairy farmers and you say people in the cities should spend more than $2 on milk, I agree with you. But then when you go out and you deny the existence of homosexuals in North Queensland, they exist. There's an app called Grindr. I'll put it on your phone.
Katter said that nobody in his electorate had raised the issue of LGBT mental health, insisting that
in the last 7 years,
yeah,
I defy you to find a single statement that I have made in that period of time on this issue.
It was just 3 years ago that Katter told an Australian Christian lobby event that the notion of civil equality for gay and lesbian couples deserved to be laughed at and ridiculed. Josh Thomas, the creator and star of the ABC2 comedy Please Like Me, had this advice for the member for Kennedy.
All you need to do, you say, you know what, I've said some stuff in the past, it was a mistake, I understand now, it's hurting people's mental health, it's part of the problem, not part of the solution, I'm sorry, hooray for gay people, here's some glitter.
Brisbane's Courier Mail has been slammed as transphobic and discriminatory towards sex workers in its coverage of a murder story. 27-year-old Mayang Prasetyo was killed, dismembered, boiled and eaten by her partner before he committed suicide himself. The murder has shocked the nation. However, the Courier Mail saw it appropriate to run a front page which read Monster Chef and the She-Male, with an accompanying headline which read Ladyboy and the Butcher. Hundreds of Twitter users have voiced their disgust at the paper, with some filing official complaints with the Australian Press Council.
To the US now, where the number of states where gay couples can legally marry jumped from 19 to 24 on Monday, and it's expected that will rise again to 30 by the end of the week. Marriage equality is now legal in Virginia, Oklahoma, Utah, Wisconsin, and Indiana after the Supreme Court declined to hear cases where state gay marriage bans were ruled invalid by lower courts. Other states expected to be affected by the court's decision to sidestep the issue of whether gay marriage is a constitutional right are North Carolina, South Carolina, West Virginia, Wyoming, Kansas, and Colorado. In Virginia, marriages began within hours of the news.
It shows the world is confirming that our relationship has the same worth and dignity as any loving couple.
It's time now for QNN Rapid Fire, where British politicians are campaigning for the release of a 69-year-old man jailed for homosexuality in Morocco.
A white lesbian couple from Ohio is suing a sperm bank after one of the women was impregnated with sperm from an African-American man rather than the requested white donor.
Facebook has backtracked on a crackdown on users with drag names, apologising to those affected in a public letter this week.
And the security detail for the Queen this week flagged a potential new safety risk to Her Majesty, the dating app Grindr. The concerns were raised over the Queen's live-in staff using apps like Grindr and Tinder to meet strangers and invite them to stay overnight. Palace police are reportedly not amused. The Mail Online quoted a palace source saying that allowing staff to sign in visitors without vetting represents a security nightmare. Around 800 staff work at the Queen's residences at St James Palace and the Royal Mews.
Let's turn a little bit closer to home now. Aussie soapy staple Neighbours is set to throw a new gay character in the mix. Nate Kinski is the show's first Indigenous character in its 30-year history and is played by 24-year-old actor Maine Wyatt. He's the new love interest for the show's other gay character, Chris Pappas.
And to QNN Sport now, Pride Football Australia has been formally endorsed by some of the top sporting bodies across the country ahead of the 2014 tournament. With more on that and a full wrap of the week's sport, here's Tanya Lewis.
Football Federation of Australia CEO David Gallop and Sydney FC CEO Tony Pignata backed the event in a letter to Pride football organisers, highlighting the need for anti-discrimination policies to protect GLBTI soccer players. The tournament, featuring the men's Justin Fashanu Cup and the women's Julie Murray Cup, kicks off on October 11. Another offensive sign referring to Dallas Cowboy Michael Sam has made its way into the background of ESPN's college game day coverage. The network was broadcasting live from the home of the South Carolina Gamecocks when two signs appeared with Sam puns based on the euphemism of the Gamecock mascot. Deadspin's Timothy Burke says the University of South Carolina hasn't made any progress by replacing subtle racism with homophobia.
Thanks, Tanya, and that's it for Q&N for another week. I'm Matt Thompson.
And I'm Jacob Holman.
Thanks to the team at Q&N. That was the Joy 94.9 GLBTIQ News Roundup. To hear this update again, you can subscribe to the Q&N podcast, available at joy.org.au/Q&N. Or you can follow Q&N on Twitter, at Q&N Australia.
At Q&N Australia.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.